Across this time that you're at GSK and at Bayer, are there any life events that are happening for you as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I got married 2006. Mm-hmm. And then I had my first child in 2007. Mm-hmm. So that time I was in Kavi. Mm-hmm. And I remember in Kavi, yes, now that you've mentioned, we were on contracts, mm-hmm. yearly contracts. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was basically used to say December 31st is the last day of that year.
Right.
So even when trying to get a credit card, I couldn't get a credit card at that time because of that. Because they say you're at a high risk because you're even though you've been working 4 years with that bank.
Yeah.
So even when I got my current credit card, I remember the person had to fold that place because it's at the bottom. For me to get, you know, you need a credit card to travel. Then when I got my child, so we didn't have maternity leave yet, the 3 month one. It came just before I got my son. And I remember the university refused to grant me maternity, the 3 months, because they said you're on contract. But they don't say it. Like, I went to the office. I actually took my 1 month old son and went to the university's lawyer. It was a lady. And told her, how do you think I'll work with this 1 month old? So, you know, lawyers being lawyers, she's like, no, go and refer to your contract. So they won't say no, because they know they are flouting the law. And I remember going up to FKE because I say this is an injustice. That's why my human rights, I've always been a human rights there. And I didn't get my 3 months, but I found a way of working with my colleagues, and my boss was gracious enough. So I took leave of the next year earlier. So I combined them 1 month, and then because I'd left 1 month's leave for that year. He was born in December. So I still got my 3 months, but it meant when I reported, I never had leave days. But after that, they changed. All the women who came after me got their 3 months.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's how I got my son.
Culture changing.
I got I have triplets. They were born 2010. I was in GSK. And that was also
monumental.
Yeah, because, you know, at some point you have to stop traveling.
I
love my travels.
Yeah.
So the doctor was like, no, no more traveling after 24 weeks, which is very early if it were a singleton. And the other thing was they came early. And no, our insurance was not covering preemies. Actually, right now, that's another thing. Most insurances don't cover preemie births. So any child born before 38 weeks is considered a preterm. So they don't cover. So you can imagine you have three preterms and you don't have a medical cover. But we had a fund. So they allowed me, they actually paid off. And then they allowed me to get deducted. From my salary until I finished. They paid 50%, I paid the other 50. Yeah, so that was monumental. And then now during my, when I got my divorce, when I was in Keme, which was now after Bear.
Oh, which was after?
After Bear, yeah.
After Bear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were the years that you left Bear?
There I left in 2013, December 31st.
Okay. All right.
I remember because it was an amicable separation, let me put it that way. Because again, it was just office politics that ended up being false accusation. So we settled out of court.
Oh, it was to that extent?
Yes, it was bad. It was bad.
Oh. If you don't mind, just for awareness, especially in this development sector, by the time an issue is getting to that extent, what has happened?
I think it's just how the organization would handle it. Because ideally, you should have different layers of conflict resolution.
Right.
Unfortunately, in this instance, they made a decision based on hearsay. And without an option of arbitration or without an option of resolving it. So looking at the policies, HR policy, they broke basically their own HR policy on conflict resolution and also the Employment Act.
Right.
And you know, one day they wake up and tell you, you don't have a job.
Mm.
Yeah. So when that happens, then you resolve to legal action.
Mm.
But we managed to settle out of court.
Out
yeah.
of court. Right.
Yeah. And right. I think now later they realized their mistake. But by then I had really been treated like a pariah when the investigations are going on and stuff. So I think that's the time I realized I'm very sensitive to words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can deny me food, okay, except the ugali of my sister. You can deny me, like, I'm not a material person. But words really break me. And I had a lot of reflection. Because some of the words were written, because there was a 360 degree review on who I was. And some of the words that were written were really cutting. I think it was just malice, born out of malice. And that deflated me completely. And I remember when I read that report, I was like, who am I? Because these people are saying, they're describing a totally different person. The ones are objective. And then this other, because it's anonymous, so you can tell, but you can know from the relationships who's putting in some of those comments. So I've learned to be aware that that's one of my blind spots about words. I'll even know whether you use a full stop or an exclamation, or you put a caps, or you didn't put a caps. I'm just very there's something about me and words. So I remember driving up the road, Valley Road, now on 31st December, not 31st, the day now I was told that the term will end. I think it was before they broke for Christmas. And I was crying, and I called my dad. And I was like, these guys have fired me. I think for me it was more the injustice than losing a job. And I remember he told me, yes, you may have lost your job, but they've not taken your brain. And I think for me that was a game changer. After that, I said, I'll never be so dependent on an employer that if anything happened, I don't know what to do with myself. So first January to April, I had no job. But they had paid me 10 months worth of salary.
So that was the settlement?
Yeah, that was the settlement. And that was a lot of money, because I was earning a very good pay at that time. So I had money. So I was not broke, but I didn't have a job. And you know, when you don't have a job, that's when people don't call, pick your calls. All these people who were your friends when you had money and whatnot. So you keep on asking people, you know, people don't answer emails, they don't pick your calls. But I was now an official of Kenya Medical Association.
Just before you even move from there,
by
the time this 360 is coming, had you seen it coming? I mean, you were medical director, you were part of the leadership team. You must have also been doing 360 reviews for others and for each of the leadership team yourself. Reviews are not just done at the end of the year. So were there signs?
No. June, right. I was exceeding performance.
You're exceeding performance in
yes.
June?
Yes. My rating. Yes.
Across all metrics?
My rating. I had placed Africa on the map of that company. Yeah, we started our first, we had a multi-country trial for a drug that we were introducing.
Across all the 36?
No.
Or a number of them?
And it was, we started in Nairobi, Kenya. Rather.
Mm-hmm.
But it was multi-region, like the EMEA region,
right,
a European region, and Africa, where we struggled to even fight to get that, because they didn't believe we had proper research infrastructure.
Okay.
We were the first ones to roll off that trial. We were the first ones to, I was the first one to introduce an information system. So I was really hitting those targets. I usually tell people I'm a very good employee. In fact, I used to say I can't do business, but see my life now. So I think when I give something 100%, I give something like 120%. So I was exceeding. I was 4 point something out of 5.
Okay, great.
And then that's June. Then come October, you get this call. Oh, we've had this and that. We are going to investigate. And it was more of subjective. Like, you know, someone said, oh, they don't feel they know what they're doing. And it was someone who's new. Someone I'd employed in my team.
Your peer or your...
No, my direct report. Okay. I'd brought them into my team.
Mm.
So the investigations now happen between October and December.
Mm.
Yeah, so from 4.5 now I became this person.
That's under investigation.
Who cannot work with other people, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's... Right,
that was quick. 0 to 100.
100 to 0.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
Mm.
But we're still good friends. I think they learned. They even called me back for that job.
Mm.
But I told them no. I'm such a relational person that I would not go back to somewhere where I was treated like.
Mm.
Even if you give me all the money. I value relationships.
Mm.
And I value how you make someone feel.
Mm.
Yeah, they didn't treat me right. That's what I'll say.
Right.
Yeah, so my dad told me, you still have a brain.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, so, but then people leave you.
Yeah.
People don't answer calls.
Yeah, now you're at KMA.